On the basis of its regular economic and monetary analysis, at today's meeting, the Governing Council decided to leave the key ECB interest rates unchanged. As anticipated in our interest rate decision of the 15th of January 2009, the latest economic data and survey information confirm that the euro area and its major trading partners are undergoing an extended period of significant economic downturn, and that accordingly both external and domestic inflationary pressures are diminishing. I will only confirm what I had already said, without any change, namely that 2% is not the lowest level that we would have decided, first, and second, that zero interest rates at the moment I'm speaking is not something that we would consider appropriate. I would also say that we will see what we do in our next meeting. We will have a lot of new information, of new data. We will have our own new projection, new staff projections, which are, of course, an important input, but we have also projections that would be updated by a number of private and public institutions. And, of course, we will do whatever we judge necessary to maintain the solid anchoring of inflation expectations in line with our definition, less than 2, but close to 2. We could pretty well continue to engage in non-standard operation without having the zero rate decided before. But again, no pre-commitment on anything. I said we are open, but we are already engaging again in a very, very important non-standard action at the moment I'm speaking. We will look in the next meeting to facts, figures, in the line of our own strategy, and we'll take the appropriate decision. I have nothing to say on top of that. We will take the decision that we will judge appropriate, and not embarking on qualifying the amplitude. But I have noted that what is, at the moment I'm speaking, present in the market would probably be more the first figure that you have mentioned. But I don't qualify that what is presently embedded in the market.